Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Case for Christ, a movie, is based on The Case for Christ, a 1994 autobiography by Lee Strobel, an award-winning Chicago Tribune crime reporter, and for much of his life, a real two-fisted atheist, somebody who rejected the very existence of God. That changed in his life, and that's what this movie and the book are all about. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Lee Strobel is an award-winning writer. He wrote a book in 2004, and it is based on this book and his life, The Case for Christ, ultimately the movie is about. It's about an atheist who ultimately pursued his line of reasoning and thought. And through this research and through this thought process that he was pursuing about God and even being anti-God, came to the complete opposite direction and belief, believing in a creator and believing in Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior.
Yeah, and Lee Strobel was a crime beat reporter, and I've read most of his, if not all of his books. He's fantastic, just has a really neat way of writing and kind of a hard-hitting guy. He was an investigative reporter who set out to disprove God and to disprove Jesus Christ himself. And you know, we hear this story so many times. Josh McDowell and others who had the exact same motive, and they delve into the Bible, and the reality and the truth of the Word of God comes to life in them through reading the written Word. And the book is great. I cannot wait to see the movie, and it's available anywhere. If you just Google The Case for Christ movie or look on Amazon or anywhere else, it presents the unassailable evidence that secularists and atheists like to avoid relative to the case for Christ as who he said he was, the Son of God and the Savior of the world.
You know, and it's a reminder to us to truly live out our faith in front of others, you know, and use words as well. But that's what happened with his wife. You know, she came to Christ and she started living out her faith, and that really ruffled his feathers, so to speak. And he said, what's going on? You know, you're cheating on me with this Jesus person, you know. So what a great reminder that what we do and say each day can truly lead people to the Lord.
Yeah, there was an event that ultimately led his wife back to the Lord, and he noticed a visible change in her life. He didn't like it. And so he brings his reporter skills to the point where he wants to disprove Christianity. But as his project continues to proceed, the evidence that he gathers seems to point him in the opposite direction, and he's forced to confront the ultimate issue about the eyewitnesses to the risen Lord Jesus Christ. There's much more that's in the manuscript and certainly in this movie, but the essence of it is several things. One, salvation, that even those that you deem to be unredeemable, there's so many stories, Lee Strobel is one, where God reaches down, forgives that broken person's life, restores them, and sets them on a completely different path where they understand their relationship with their Creator and with the risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's that message what this Case for Christ is all about, and this story of Lee Strobel finding Jesus. It's that message that's at really the center of all that we deal with, religious freedom. Why do people want to stop your religious freedom? Because there is this anti-God component. They don't want people to have religious freedom. They want to force abortion on those employers that are being forced to provide contraception and abortion-inducing drugs. They want to force people to go against the religious beliefs, whether they're the wedding cake baker, photographer, filmmaker, to participate in things that are contrary to the religious beliefs. The sanctity of human life, taking innocent human life that's created in the very image of God, marriage and the family, deconstructing God's family unit of man and woman as the union of a husband and wife. So all of these things that we deal with really come out of this life-changing moment when we realize who our Creator is, that Jesus Christ died for our sins, and that that ultimately changes our entire perspective in life.
Ultimately, when you bring it up to a 30,000-foot level, this isn't all politics we're talking about. This isn't just our culture. This is spiritual warfare. And what they ultimately want to do by forcing the baker, the photographer, the person to pay for Planned Parenthood abortions out of their own hard-earned taxpayer dollars, what they're trying to force them ultimately to do, that's all window dressing. They're trying to force people to deny Christ. That's what they're trying to force, to deny the truth. And Nancy Piercy, my friend, a great writer, she wrote a book called Total Truth that just lays out how Christianity is total truth. That means everything else is a lie. Christianity is truth. It is the Word of God written down. It is the truth of the universe in a manuscript. And as Lee Strobel said, he said, "You're cheating on me with Jesus." He said to his wife, "I want my wife back." Well, he found out when he tried to disprove Christ and deny Christ that he had no choice but to accept Christ. And so not only had he never lost his wife like he thought he had, not only did he have his wife all along, he gained a savior through that process of trying to deny Christ. So the more the secular left pushes people to try to deny Christ, oftentimes the more it reaffirms and solidifies the reality, the total truth of Christ through the Holy Spirit in those individual persons and in our culture at large.
You know, I read the book Seeking Allah, Finding Jesus by Nabil Qureshi. Nabil, 34-year-old, just recently succumbed to cancer. But, you know, he was someone who was not an atheist. He believed in God. He was a practicing Muslim. But he did not believe in Jesus Christ as divine or the resurrection. He believed that Jesus existed. So he's in a little bit different situation than Lee Strobel, who wanted to deny the very existence of God and a creator. He wanted to deny, Nabil did, the existence of Jesus as the Son of God and the fact of the resurrection. This book is a fascinating story, like the case for Christ, where both of them intellectually wanted to disprove something. And in their pursuit of trying to disprove the Bible or Jesus Christ as the divine Son of God who rose from the dead, they ultimately had to admit that this path that they were on was wrong, and that Jesus is a real person, that he is who he claimed he was, the Son of God, and that the resurrection is true.
You know, at the end, he does say, "All right, God, you win." And I think that it's a reminder to each of us to realize that in the end, we as Christians win. But in the meantime, are we willing every day to get up and say, "Lord, I am willing to die for you. I'm willing to go to jail for you. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to stand up for the truth of the gospel."
And well, and that's what it means to be a Christ follower.
Right.
He told us. He said, if they're going to persecute the master, Jesus himself, then of course they're going to persecute.
Yeah, he doesn't say if you will. He says
when you're persecuted.
When, right?
That's right. That's absolutely right. And they're going to hate you because they first hated me. You don't belong to the world. You belong to me. The world will hate you. And, you know, with the two books, you know, that's the parallel between Islam, Matt, as you point out, and secularism, is they're both aligned on the side of the lie, and they both deny the truth. So the enemy of my enemy is my friend here. That's why you see it's a strange, but you see Islamists coming together with liberal secularists and atheists. Because they're kind of strange bedfellows here, but they stand against the same enemy who is truth in the person of Jesus Christ. The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Well, I encourage you to dig into the Bible, read books about apologetics that actually talk about your faith, talk about creation. Answers in Genesis has great information on creation so that you can defend your faith. This particular book, Case for Christ, the movie, so many others, get involved in the Word. One of the most impactful moments that I have had is when I was visiting the scriptorium at the Holy Land Experience and realized how, when they put it in that framework, the people's lives that were given to give the Bible in the common translations, in the common language of their day, and how many people gave their lives for it. And yet today, we've got thousands of versions of opportunities on our handheld smartphones, and we never take a look at it. This is a book that has life-giving, life-saving messages. Learn what's in the Bible, and learn more than that, the author of the Bible, our Lord Jesus Christ. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Stand up for your family, faith, and freedom. Pray for the ministry of Liberty Counsel and support Liberty Counsel financially at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.